Greetings, everyone. Greetings, everybody. Welcome.
Hello.
So good to have you here. We'll just get everyone up on stage.
D-Gen with the D-Gens.
Exactly. I had not heard of decentralized generation until you mentioned it today. And I'm inviting you guys all to co-host as well.
Hey guys. Nelson, Matt.
Hey, what's up? Jordan.
Hey.
Sorry, I have a ton of background noise right now, but hopefully won't touch the mic.
It doesn't sound too bad.
Right. Are you at a bar? What's happening? Anything fun?
I'm staying base, Melton. I'm at Coinbase Base Camp.
Welcome. All right.
Oh,
it looks
shit.
Like we've got just about everybody up there. Reagan, I've invited you to co-host and to speak. And same with you, Mike. And Sal. And so nice to see such a large audience already, 1 minute in to our very first Twitter space as Daylight Energy. There you guys are. Reagan, I've added you like three times. And there you are. Excellent. Okay.
Sam, you want to add Guy and Mahesh as well?
Cool. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely a pleasure. So it looks like everyone's up on stage.
Sam, and we're missing a guy.
I think all systems are go. So
I'm here.
Just want to give a little bit of an introduction to what we're doing here this evening. So we are Daylight Energy, and we have just announced our raise. And here are some of our illustrious investors, and we're going to have a discussion on what we're building, why they chose to invest, and as Melton put it, we're going to degen with the degens. So I'll hand it over to our founder and or co-founder and CEO, Jason Badu, and he can take it from here.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Yeah, thanks everyone for joining. Can y'all hear me? We're good?
Yeah, perfect.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks, everyone, for joining.
Jason,
you
ready to do that?
Yeah. Can you not hear me, Sam? I think everyone else can hear me.
We can hear you.
Cool. All right. Everybody can hear me. Awesome. Well, yeah. Thanks again, everyone, for joining. We're excited to be here. Excited to have some of our amazing investors join us today. Like I said earlier in my tweet, we're going to flip the script and actually interview some of our investors about why they're excited about Daylight, about energy, about DeepIn. To that extent, just to give like a brief overview of what we're doing and why we're doing it, Daylight is building an on-chain economy to incentivize, reward, and coordinate distributed energy resources behind the meter. As we look at the energy system, you know, we've pioneered across energy for decades market solutions to market failures. So renewable energy has RECs to incentivize renewable energy growth and is responsible for massive deployments of renewable energy over the last 20 years. You know, in the EU specifically, we have cap and trade systems for carbon emissions, incentivizing reduction in carbon emissions. We don't have anything equivalent in distributed energy. And distributed energy uniquely has a market failure because it is very valuable in the aggregate in its ability to offset massive transmission expansion and its ability to coordinate together and provide balancing services. But the individual decision for investment is made by the individual. And so we have, you know, lower ROIs, higher costs, very high PACs, and all these things that lead to a stunt in growth in distributed energy. And so our thesis at Daylight is by creating a market solution for distributed energy, we can really incentivize its growth, get it connected back to one standard protocol for energy and data, and allow retailers, energy companies, utilities, power traders to come and interact with our protocol for energy data and energy capacity from these distributed energy devices. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're up to. But I would like to invite some of our investors to speak and tell us what they're excited about. So to that end, Meltem, let's start with you. You were our earliest check and first believer all back in 2022. And since then, you've been an outspoken champion for energy and atoms-focused startups. Can you walk us through a bit about your general thesis, what you're doing now, and how Daylight fits into that?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot, Jason, but I'll let it.
Of course.
So this is a funny story, and we just recorded something on this that I think is coming out soon, but I actually met Jason when he was still working in energy private equity, and we were looking at, you know, some potential opportunities to roll up power plant, data center, managed services provider in the crypto space. And so we had that whole conversation. We thought we were going to SPAC something, maybe SPAC window closed. And then a couple months later, Jason called me up. He was like, hey, I'm going to start a company. I was like, oh, let's talk. So it's been a wild ride. It's been a fun ride. And I think for me, what I've always been excited about, I started my career in the oil and gas industry. And at the end of the day, I think one of the things that in the crypto space we often don't appreciate is just the importance of physical infrastructure and physical assets, i.e. energy and atoms, to making everything in our digital world possible. Now with the advent of AI, which by the way, I don't think this boom in AI would have been possible without Bitcoin mining. I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there. Like, Bitcoin mining was the template for how to build data centers in a very efficient way. It created capital availability for hardware data center investing. And it also created new business models in terms of colo and how to leverage low-cost power. And so, when we started really chatting initially, I think the idea of VPPs or virtual power plants has sort of started gaining some popularity. The Department of Energy in 2022 published its first sort of explainer on what VPPs or virtual power plants are. Tesla, Powerwall, I think towards the end of 2022 reached 250,000 installs, which was a big milestone for a home battery system. Like, that's something that hadn't really been done before, despite the growing advent of a home solar installation. But really, my thesis all along has been, my thesis all along has been, crypto is a phenomenal tool. So far, we've used it primarily to reshape capital markets and to improve on capital markets microstructure. But it's time for crypto to begin bending the arc of reality in our physical world and radically reshaping systems in our physical world. And in my view, the most obvious use for public blockchains over the next decade will be to be the coordination layer for electrons and atoms, i.e. thermoeconomically scarce resources that make life on planet Earth possible. So I'm very excited about Daylight. I think Daylight is one of the first companies that has actually been able to navigate the idea maze when it comes to decentralized energy generation and ship an app. They're about to ship a whole network and a whole suite of products, but it's a really difficult idea maze to navigate. The energy grid is a really complex and fickle system. It is rife with overregulation, poor market structure, inability to hedge, and is just a really, really complex system. And the last thing I'll just add is someone tweeted the other day something really funny. It's actually easier for humans to go to space than it is for humans to rebuild the energy grid. I think that's definitely true. I know that sounds crazy. I know it sounds wild, but the grid is just a really, really, really complex system that has been built up over decades and is just really difficult to reform. And so I think Daylight is a really unique and novel approach to starting to tackle some of the complexities and some of the inherent sort of inefficiencies in the grid by using distributed networks and also a token incentive, pardon. So excited to dig in that more, and I'll stop there.
Amazing. Meltem, is there anything specifically about like tokens? Why do you think token incentives are so powerful? Like, why have they grown to be such a powerful coordination tool?
Because greed is the ultimate adoption flywheel, and token price is the ultimate user experience. And I don't say that like in a funny sort of way, but people are really incentivized by this idea that they could make money. That's sort of what created, made Bitcoin possible. We memed Bitcoin into a $1.5 trillion asset class. And the flywheel that got Bitcoin started and kept Bitcoin going and continues to keep Bitcoin going is this idea of number go up technology. So speculation is the lifeblood of human progress. And I think tokens are a very important part of aligning incentives, but also bringing in the very much needed speculative capital. If you subscribe to Carlotta Perez's theory around how new technology innovations create financial bubbles, and those financial bubbles are an essential part of providing the capital that's needed for paper value to grow and eventually create like real world production value, she calls it. So I think speculation and token enabled speculation is an important part of creating the capital availability that's needed to fund things like Daylight and other solutions to try to resolve some of these really complex problems that are really impossible to sort of fund through traditional venture funding.
Amazing. Thank you so much for that. I totally agree. Let's jump to Guy real quick. So Guy, you've been a big deep end. And for people that might be in the call that aren't familiar with the term deep end, it's kind of a crypto industry term for decentralized physical infrastructure networks. And these are pioneered by, you know, the early days, Filecoin, for decentralized storage networks. And then Helium is really the biggest one that people point to, decentralized wireless networks.
Bitcoin is the original DeFin.
I know.
Bitcoin's the original DeFin. I'm sorry.
I know. You stand on that hill, Milton. And I don't disagree with you. But I think the Helium, you know, people point to Helium, I think, in the wrong way. When people look at the IoT network, they always point to the lack of significant demand for the IoT network. But I think the incredible innovation of Helium is to point out how it is the largest globally ubiquitous wireless network in the world, and it was built in under 2 years. I think it's just a fascinating proof of concept. So anyways, that's what DeFin is. But Guy, you've been a DeFin advocate since before Massari coined the term. What gets you excited about the intersection of energy and DeFin specifically?
Yeah, for sure. So, well, first of all, nice to see everyone here. It's fantastic to have so many people in a Twitter space for decentralized energy. I'm one of the investors at A16Z Crypto, and we published yesterday a blog post explaining why we're so excited about JSON and Daylight, and then today a reading list on decentralized energy. And if you're interested in digging into any of these topics further, I'd encourage you to go take a look. So I'll give kind of my definition of DeFin, and at least what is exciting about DeFin to me. And I know other people on the call will have somewhat different perspectives, so I'll let them chime in later. But at least to me, DeFin is anything related to the physical world on a crypto network that you can't verify computationally. So for something like a smart contract platform or even like Bitcoin, you can verify that with consensus or in some cases with succinct proofs. But for anything touching the physical world, like telecommunications, energy, or transportation, you can't actually verify that in a purely trustless way. And so that's kind of how I think about DeFin, and the three categories that I'm most interested in DeFin are telecom, energy, and transportation. And I think energy is probably the one I've heard other people talk about the least. I got much more interested in it initially because I used to work for Protocol Labs. Protocol Labs is the company that makes Filecoin. And I worked in their independent research group trying to build a protocol for a decentralized internet. And that's a broad term, but essentially we're working on a civil resistance mechanism based on networking bandwidth as opposed to hash power, file storage, stake, something else. And one of the other projects, one of the other research projects in our group is literally called the Decentralized Energy Project. And Protocol Labs still has a bunch of writing on their website about that project, which was led by Red Ransell and Michael Hammersley. And they kind of convinced me of the value of decentralized energy specifically applied to crypto. And then there's someone else who works at A16Z on the American Dynamism team, Ryan McIntosh, who's written a lot of really interesting blogs, similarly about decentralized energy, totally not in a crypto context. And when I kind of saw the confluence of both people coming from a crypto perspective, recognizing that energy was such a massive network and, you know, there were real reasons to decentralize it, the confluence of that with people who had no interest in crypto at all, kind of seeing a secular decentralization of the energy grid, it became something that I was really interested in. And so there's a good question as to like why would you want to decentralize the energy grid? And at least from my perspective, I think there are two main reasons DeFin and specifically decentralized energy are interesting. I think other people will probably talk about token incentives, about supply side distribution, which Jason was just alluding to. But the two things I think are most interesting and perhaps less talked about are first, permissionless innovation, the idea that you allow anyone to contribute to programming the energy grid, to programming a transportation network, programming a telecom network. I think we've seen proven out in DeFi that when you allow anyone to propose new structures or new protocols, you actually have a lot of interesting ideas and innovation that you wouldn't get through traditional pathways. And so I think that's kind of the first prong that really interests me is permissionless innovation. And then second, when you look at everything else happening in crypto, usually the argument is, well, we want to move from Web 2 to Web 3. And when you look at what is happening in energy today, or decentralized energy, you have large atrophying incumbent monopolies. And to move from that status quo, to Web 3 or 2, a fully decentralized network, I think is incredibly exciting. And just as you saw a lot of different countries and economies leapfrog from cash payments directly to digital payments, kind of skipping the credit card era, I'm very hopeful that the energy grid, both in America and abroad, can move from our current monopolistic state to one that is much more decentralized and programmable. And I think what Jason and the Daylight team are doing towards that goal is really admirable and exciting.
Looks like Jason got off the stage for a moment. Now he's back on.
Sorry, guys. I dropped my spotty Wi-Fi at Coinbase Basecamp here. Is throwing me for a loop. But we're back. But thanks for answering the question, Guy. I unfortunately missed most of it, but I'm sure it was fantastic.
It truly was.
I think you've heard it a couple of times, Jason. So we'll talk about it later.
Cool.
Yeah, sounds Jason, like I think you might know the answer already, too. That guy.
Yeah, I think
it's really enlightening for everyone else in the space, myself included.
I think so. Cool. We're gonna move to Vance and Framework. Vance, I think this is Framework's first DeFi investment, or it's certainly one of the first. And I'm sure you've had the opportunity to look at many others. And so, my question to you is, what about Daylight and the protocol and the market gets you excited about us versus some of the other things you've seen before?
I mean, mostly the team. I would say, like, you guys are just so talented and know exactly what you're doing. Electricity is kind of interesting in and of itself, load growth and increasing costs, and it being a large part of inflation means that there's a lot of creative solutions that need to kind of come to the fore to solve it. On the kind of supply side, like, there's definitely SMRs and some interesting electricity tech that's starting to take off, but you're still kind of missing like that convex layer on top to coordinate everything. And there's different shapes to this market as well. There's government subsidies. There's a lot of different ways to play it. So, I mean, it's just such a different project that I think that's kind of what drew me to it initially. And, you really, I think this is the first decentralized energy project I've ever seen. So there's just a lot of green space. And I think that's kind of where crypto is right now. It's people need to kind of push from the margins into new industries. And, yeah, I mean, you guys are talented, so happy to back you.
I appreciate it and totally agree. I have this phrase, maybe a lot of people disagree with me on this, but crypto was way more ambitious in 2017 and people wanted to take on tons of different industries. And we feel like we've gotten more and more insular over the last, call it 7 years. Maybe the professional crypto investors on here will disagree with me on that statement, but we're certainly excited to go chase energy. I'm excited to see a lot more projects chase a lot of different industries and attempt to restructure the way they work with, new coordination tools. So Sal, quick question for you, and Mahesh, feel free to chime in as well. You guys see everything in DeepIn. You've publicly expressed your bullishness on energy. What do you see as the opportunity for Daylight and Energy DeepIn, and how does that compare to other markets you guys spend time in?
I think we can all say it's definitely the hardest. and
yes.
That applies to like capital intensity, regulation. As a function of being really hard, I think it attracts really amazing people, and including most of the people we have on the Daylight team. And so that's that's why I'd be bullish on Daylight. But compared to other markets, I mean, look, the energy sector, I think like the 2017 era of crypto projects, where many people think about peer-to-peer energy, and they see this, you sort of have like the wireless mesh networking approach of, hey, we can just have these nodes talk to each other and cut out the grid completely. And that's just like extremely hard. Like energy is much more less fault tolerant than wireless in the sense that people demand like power all the time. You can hurt yourself installing it. It's sort of like more ephemeral in nature. And so in general, it's like much harder to build a cohesive network that you can coordinate across a bunch of different types of assets that are geographically dispersed. And especially in, 2022 and 2023, like it was really not clear how to do that. And, as Jason, I've seen you go through a couple different iterations of like what the daylight game plan was going to be over the years. And I think now we've really figured it out around having, using crypto native ways to scale and sort of having this like, price dynamic and exactly what Melton was saying, like price is the best customer acquisition strategy. And if we are able to embed that within an energy grid, that's probably the most ambitious opportunity in all of DPIN. And so, yeah, super excited to be backing you guys alongside everybody else that's here.
Thanks, Al. Mahesh, anything to add?
I think Mahesh is just a listener right now, so I'm going to speak on his behalf and say no.
We can get him up here.
As Mahesh likes to say.
I'll invite him to the
as
thing
Mahesh
right
likes
now.
To say, he's just an NPC.
Yeah, it's actually just me. He's just a front man.
All right. Well, Mike and Regan, let's jump to you guys. You guys have been, before DPIN was a thing, before crypto investors were focused on it, you guys were very much, building a thesis around it. You coined the original DPIN name, which was TIPIN, which is short-lived, but, it was a bright flash. It burned brightly, and then it died. But it was a great attempt to name the category for the first time. Where are you excited to see, us as Daylight go in the next coming months and years?
Yeah, I can jump in. Thanks, Jason. And I just wanted to comment how interesting it is that they've reached the point where everyone uses their real face. I don't know if that's because it's a DPIN project, but with the exception of Regan, we're all using our real faces on this Twitter space. Anyhow, this is interesting because we invested now over 2 years ago for the first time into Daylight. We've gone through several iterations with the team. And I think naturally as crypto investors, we really want to get to the crypto side pretty quickly. So whether that's building out supply, using the model that Helium really popularized, I think, we were quite keen on getting to that stage just because you have a lot of excitement on building out a community, leveraging the tokens to grow. And, the funny thing that happened is that we hit a bear market right after we invested. And that was just going to be immensely challenging, not only because the market wasn't, as attractive for participants in these DPIN networks at that stage, but also, just from a demand side perspective, you guys are really doing a lot of experimentation on that side just to figure out what was going to work on that side. So, what we're excited about at this point is like you've done a lot of that experimentation. You really looked at the marketplace and how you can work with existing contractors within the energy industry. And now turning to the crypto side and starting to leverage the token and the protocol to build out the supply side, build out the community and start to, really point in the direction of what I think everyone here, knows and loves and appreciates about this industry. We've had to kind of put that on the back burner for the past couple of years and really focus on the demand side. Now turning to supply is, at least on my end, what I think is going to be a lot of fun because, unlike a lot of projects in the DPIN space where it really requires you to buy a lot of specialized hardware to get started, what's cool about Daylight is you can get started, today just with, a lot of the devices that you already have in your home. And I think that's really unique, and that's going to be a special opportunity for you guys to build out a really, really large community, very quickly.
Awesome. Regan, you got anything to add?
No, Mike. Mike's really the DPIN pioneer, so I'll let him be the focus for us.
Awesome. Well, cool. Well, we got 4 minutes until our event here is scheduled to end, so we're gonna do real quick. Lightning round, quick questions, hopefully some hot takes, good answers. First one's for Vance. If you wanted to get long AI, would you rather go long compute or long power?
power. I mean, even Zuck is saying he needs like 3 nukes to power a single data center. So, or at least one big one that he wants. And that's roughly the schematics for Microsoft's, I forget what it's called, like Starship or something, like their big data center. But the limiting function here is power. So I kind of view this as downstream to AI in terms of like, or Daylight specifically. Like you saw all the AI stocks take off, and then you saw the electricity and the utilities ramp basically the same amount. And so it's kind of all the same thing, but power has a lot more leverage to it because it's basically downstream of everything.
There you go. Heard it here first. Good answer. All right, Guy, if you had a magic wand, what is the one thing you'd like to see new DeepIns implement that might be missing from the first generation of DeepIns?
Yes, it's hard to encapsulate this succinctly, but I would say I think not enough DeepIn projects focus on verification. And what I mean by that is the physical service that they provide, be that energy, information about energy, compute, something else, oftentimes it's possible to spoof or to game the systems and as someone providing supply, effectively increase costs for end users. And I think that the team that's probably done the best academic research on this so far is a team called Witness Chain. And if you go on their website, they have a number of good papers to focus on there. And then we have some content that I think we'll put out soon about this. But essentially, I think the reason you want to do verification is it allows you to fully decentralize your network. And that actually gives you most of the benefits that I think are particularly interesting here. So I'd love to see more DeepIn projects focus on verification.
Great answer. And last one is for the cult leader herself, Meltem. What is your hottest take, most unpopular opinion on DeepIn?
I don't know how hot it is, and I'm going to talk about this at EV3's DeepIn Summit, so shout out to Sal Mahesh for putting that together next week in New York. It is this. DeepIn, in order to be effective, needs markets, deep liquid markets, and hedging derivatives, hedging tools. Everything in the energy and compute space starts with sort of value chain investing, and that means the ability to hedge and sort of manage your capex and opex effectively through the utilization of derivatives. Crypto is really, really optimized for that. We've built all this amazing market microstructure that allows you to do a lot of really cool shit. We're not using it at all. So I think in order for DeepIn to succeed, we're going to need a lot more infrastructure commodities, DeepIn focused market microstructure. I'm about to invest in a ton of companies that are building that market microstructure. So excited to talk about that more and share research slides with everyone on Twitter/X as we do that. But you can't have effective infrastructure without having effective capital markets to enable CapEx and OpEx providers to sort of hedge out some of the volatility. And so, I'm just excited. DeepIn needs DeFi to succeed. And so we need a lot of derivatives. Let's go forth and build.
Great answer. Awesome. Well, that takes us to the end here. Thanks everyone for joining. Thanks guys for coming up and speaking, taking time tonight to speak. Really appreciate it. Everyone go download the Daylight app, start connecting energy devices, start earning points, which went live yesterday in the app. You can find the app in the Daylight Twitter account, just in the link in bio. Go download it, join the Discord, start engaging. We have a lot of exciting announcements coming. And join and participate and help us build something really special. But thanks, everyone. That concludes
the boat our horn. Show. Let's go. The boat horn.
Come on.
It's so fucking good.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks.
They
so
have
much.
An entire soundboard on here for a reason, I suppose.
There's a soundboard? Oh my goodness. Innovation on every front. Let's go.
Yeah, such amazing. An honor to have everyone here. Jason, you did an amazing job as our speaker and leader. And just want to invite anyone who's still here on the space to follow the Daylight journey. We'll be really active on X, on Farcaster, on Discord, on Telegram. We even got a TikTok. So, you know, we're just getting started and lots of fun partnerships to come. Couldn't be more honored to be supported by such luminaries as the ones you just heard speak. Good night.